We're going to follow up prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit with some additional information. During the prayer meetings, you've experienced several gifts of the Holy Spirit that you hear about in Acts each year on Pentecost Sunday. Community members have prayed in tongues, delivered prophecies, and perhaps you've heard an interpretation of a tongue in the meetings. We are average people being open to the Holy Spirit. We came to our Life in the Spirit seminar with a hunger for a personal experience of God and the Holy Spirit. The gift of tongues was my first concrete experience of the Holy Spirit, the gift the apostles experienced at Pentecost. In addition to a concrete experience of the Holy Spirit, there are other advantages I found to praying in tongues. First of all, it changed my prayer life. I prayed more easily and with more praise and worship. Secondly, it built my faith and my recognition of how the Holy Spirit works in me, as stated in Jude chapter 1, verse 20. Build yourselves up in the most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, when I didn't know how to pray for someone, I prayed in the Spirit, because in Romans chapter 8, 26, it says, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. Beyond my personal experience, others speak of physical advantages of praying in tongues. Dr. Carl Peterson, a brain specialist in Tulsa, Oklahoma, did research on the relationship between the brain and praying in tongues. He found that as we pray in the Spirit, there is activity that begins to happen in our brain. Our brain releases two chemical secretions that are directed to our immune system, giving a 35 to 40% boost to our immune system. This secretion is triggered from a part of the brain that has no other apparent activity in us, and we don't use it. It's only activated by Spirit-led prayer and worship. I could go on with other examples. However, there are several excellent books on the book ministry table that tell you more. In closing, I'd like to tell you that a couple of different things. First of all, different people have different experiences. Each of you is a child of God who will have different experiences of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, each suited to your experience and personality. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman who will honor your openness to Him. Feelings are not the important thing here. I encourage you to look for new ways the Holy Spirit is at work in you and respond to it. You may see scripture jump out at you the next time you're at Mass or you read the Bible. You may have a new desire for prayer or experience one of the fruits of the Spirit, such as peace. If you did not experience the gift of tongues or a gift of the Holy Spirit you observed in our prayer meeting, don't worry about it. Some people don't for a few days, months, or longer than that. Nevertheless, you were still baptized in the Holy Spirit. Don't mistake getting a gift of the Holy Spirit with being baptized in the Spirit. Gifts are a certain sign that you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, even though you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit and not have a gift of the Holy Spirit that you have observed in others. In your prayer time this week, give plenty of time to praise and thanksgiving. Doing this aloud if you can, without disturbing anyone in your household. I recall an instance where a young man focused on praising and thanking God as he drove home after being prayed with for the release of the Holy Spirit. And much to his surprise, he found himself praying in tongues as he pulled in his driveway. For me, I took a break between batches of cookies and the gift of tongues was released when I sat down to pray. If you're not sure that the syllables coming out of your mouth are a tongue, keep doing it, asking God to form it into the gift of tongues if it isn't. Whatever words you use, the important thing is to praise and thank God for his spiritual gifts. God will honor your steps of faith. Now, something else, I'd like you to be aware that Satan can tempt you to doubt your experience or your commitment or anything else good about your relationship with God. As an enemy of God, the next best thing to stopping you from receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to stop you from using the spiritual gifts through his tool of doubt. Don't let doubt bother you. Even the Apostle Thomas had doubts. In his case, it was about Jesus' resurrection from the dead. He affirmed his belief in the Lord and asked Jesus to help his unbelief. You can do the same. There is great power in calling on the name of Jesus for help, especially in times of doubt and temptation. He is faithful. You can't expect all your problems to go away, though you can expect to see a new power to use in working through them. Stirring up the gifts of the Holy Spirit through this seminar will change you. You will see it. Others will see it too. I recall not feeling any different when I went through my Life in the Spirit seminar many years ago. Actually, no one commented on a change of behavior in me either, but I was changed in small ways. Scripture came alive as it had not previously. I found myself thanking and praising God in my prayer rather than only asking for help. With these changes in me, I still had problems to work through and solve, but I approached them differently. I prayed to the Holy Spirit for wisdom. I trusted that I had received it, and then I looked for a sense of peace as an indicator of the right solution for me. I'd also like to encourage you to be faithful in daily prayer. I also needed to mature spiritually after I'd been prayed in the Spirit. There were several things that I did that were so effective, a Protestant friend of mine commented on it. And I had only experienced the release of the Holy Spirit a year. The first thing I did was I established a daily prayer time, and I was faithful to it. I started out small, just 15 minutes or so. Praise and thanksgiving were an important part of my prayer time. Gradually, as my relationship with God grew and deepened, so did the length of my prayer time. The other thing I did was continue to attend the prayer group I was already a part of. I learned so much from the teachings and the spiritual experiences that people shared in the prayer meeting and after the meeting. In conclusion, I'd like to say that it's for these reasons that I urge you to pray daily, continue attending this prayer group, and attend the rest of the seminar. Many of you have attended church since you were children. However, you are new to these workings of the Holy Spirit. What happened tonight is just the beginning. When I was baptized in His Spirit, I was so touched I wanted to tell people, especially my family. Go easy on the family. It is possible to scare them off or turn them off if you share too much with them, more than they can handle. I encourage you to love them in ways they can receive love. Let the change in you be the witness to what Christ has done in you. Next week, we'll be talking about growing in the Holy Spirit. This is important so you can draw upon the lessons and experiences of others who were baptized in the Holy Spirit.